Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's a Diamond Platinum's on Namibia's Heart and Soul, 908. It's run about that time where every single Friday we bring you the superstars. 908, it's Friday Spotlight. We bring you the people that we gossip about. They are in our WhatsApp. They make headlines one way or another, either politically, business-wise, or music-wise. Well, in today's case, it's music-wise. It's a gentleman that is spearheading a subgenre. And it's a gentleman that took the world by storm, for that matter, not just Southern Africa, not even just Africa, okay? His music had people dancing to his song on TikTok, on Instagram, going viral. I'm talking millions and millions of views. It's a gentleman that he should feel at home in Namibia. There's just no way he's not feeling at home in Namibia, okay? Rector Park's finest, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men, sir, I believe, help us welcome Meneer Seer. What's happening, player? What's happening?
Yes, sir. Oh, that right there. I can definitely say you only left out one thing in that intro.
Only one thing?
Yes. You should have said the most majestic beard.
Of course. Yesterday, guy, because you know we were gonna get to that. It was part of the script, bro. Your beard, my man. But you know what? Let's someone get into it. Someone right now.
Let's go into it.
What is your treatment every morning for your beard? You probably take like an hour just for your beard alone, more.
No, not even. It is not the hardest part.
Okay.
I always say like your outer health is a reflection of your inner health.
Mm-hmm.
So what you put in is what you get out.
So
the best thing I can say is yes, guys, I drink my castor oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, Meneer, it's good to have you, my man. You've been in the country the whole week.
Yes, sir.
And you've been doing shows left, right, and center, guys. You've been everywhere. Why was there a need for you to take a whole week out? Because usually when South African stars come to Namibia, they also come for a Navia, go like for one show, and the next morning, they're out.
Yeah.
Here you are spending a whole week.
Let me put it like this. So it was about a month or two back, right? We made our international debut in Windhoek. It was there that I saw the overwhelming reception, support, the energy, the love from the people of Namibia, right?
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, why limit it only to one area? Why not come back? Why not come back and give the greater Namibia a show like no other, an experience like no other, and also, you know, at the same time bridge these different areas. And I'm gonna get into where all the story is gonna, but definitely that was the idea. It was about maximizing impact, making a statement, and then firstly making your presence felt, making your presence felt, and then making them wish for more.
Yes, yeah. How we? When you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's talk about Rector Park real quick. You are very proud of where you come from.
Yes, Rector Park. Yes.
Tell us about the area. You know what I mean? Like, and what town? Because you've traveled quite a bit now in Namibia. Definitely. What town will you compare Rector Park to in Namibia? Is it got a Swakop, Bobus, or Windhoek?
Oh, yesterday, Rector Park is like so diverse, like
multicultural.
Yeah, multicultural in that sense.
Hmm.
But like, it would be hard to compare. It would be hard to compare. But I can definitely say, I never say like Rector Park is like, you know, that is like, you know, that is what made me, what built me.
Hmm.
It's that love from my own people that. It's what catapulted me to where I'm at.
Mm.
So you could say that Rector Park is, you know, it's a we don't have everything, right? But what we have is raw diamonds. We have raw diamonds, and those diamonds just need to be polished.
Let's talk about that real quick. You know, just like your upbringing and so on. Walk us through your upbringing, Buta. You know what I mean? Like your family. Did you grow up in a big family? You know what I mean? Or was it a situation of no? You were the only kid, for instance, in the house. Walk us through the family situation, such as you know, and so on.
Oh no. So the family situation. I'm the third of four children. Mm-hmm. Yes, guys. My parents didn't have TV.
You're a little busy.
Yes. Yeah. I'm third of four kids. So yeah. my family upbringing, it was, we didn't have everything. But what we had was love, and we had each other.
Yeah.
So it was, my parents are teachers and pastors, right? So there was always that strong moral foundation.
The structure, bro.
Yeah, the structure was there. So which is why it makes it very funny for people when they ask, like, ish malay ti upawas ni manier, but you come and you say, all you know.
He come to me to my 6th.
Yes. And then my sister fondly said it one day.
Yeah.
They were like, a friend asked her, like, what? So what dunk you pa or here sack and here money give at prafan all in you goodness goodness. She said to her friend, yeah. She's like, Lestery, my pa is the pastor. Ni my broer. Not my brother.
Exactly. But it should have been a bit tricky, right? To bring that message across. But your family has always been musical, though.
My grandmother was a church. She led the church choir. Yes. My grandfather was an academic.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, so, wait. Like, you know, he was principal at one stage. Teaching has kind of been in the blood.
Because you're also a teacher, my man.
That's correct.
Yeah. And we'll get correct. To that. It's 9:15 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK, and Manier C is in studio right now, just talking about his life, also about this subgenre that took the world by storm, Afrikaans Piano Broer. Let's talk about it, dude. Let's talk about it. Before you blew up.
Yes, sir.
Before you set your mind on this, on to say, okay, take notes. Afrikaans Piano, this Vaans Khan.
Yeah.
What type of music were you doing?
Funny enough, I've always been musical. But I've never recorded a track.
Uh-huh.
I've never released a track. So, when I dropped Visa Kintas D, I dropped it with the intention that at the very least, it's going to be a Reggae Park hit.
Sinje, yeah.
At the very least, it can geken worden.
Yeah.
You know, so at the time, I was actually doing comedy skits.
Yeah, right? You were. Very funny stuff.
I was doing these comedy skits. So I built a sort of a day one fan base. 8,000 strong.
Okay.
8,000 strong. It was those 8,000 people that pushed my debut song to 1.6 million views simply off of their support. What they brought, that initial, that it, you know, it's all about breaking scene. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So C Nation, much love, much support. You
know? Are we? And obviously they are also here in Windhoek, bro. Let me tell
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
Right now.
Definitely.
Now, talking about Afrikaans Piano, you blew up and now all of a sudden you are sort of kind of the face of this thing, guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yes, there are other players. No disrespect definitely. To them. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But you blew up to a point where people are looking at you now. You're the point of reference. La fra for Yodi fra. You know what I mean? And I remember checking the blogs and just, you know, checking people's reaction. There was a bit of pushback in terms of Afrikaans Piano. You know, they're in South Africa now. There was a bit of a pushback. can you explain this pushback for me? Because I was sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, but like, Owens,
this is the piano you used to sort of.
Like, yeah, it's just the change of language. Yeah,
yes, exactly that. It's more just how Afrikaans is viewed in South Africa as opposed to Namibia. Yeah, you know, where in South Africa it's like still kind. It's not necessarily shunned upon, but you're kind of seen as superior.
Mm.
Right.
Mm. Just because of historical context now.
Yes, because of historical context. I'm not really
dabbling
into that. Because of historical context. So it boiled down to the audacity. The audacity of this guy to take something that's ours and put his... I'm like, but guys, we all are African.
Yeah.
Afrikaans is an African language. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, it's an African language. So obviously there was that pushback. But then with that pushback, another contingent are like, this actually slaps.
Yeah.
Because when we listen, you know, like when we listen to like mainstream amapiano, it's, we don't listen to it for the words.
True.
We listen to it for the feeling.
The
feeling you get. So, what stopping you from listening to my Afrikaans piano for the feel and not the words?
Awe. I love that you bring this point up, right?
Yes.
Not so long ago, we had a whole piano festival. I think it was 12,000, 10,000 people strong that were there. With Cups at a Small headlining the show, right?
Yeah.
We don't speak a lick of Zulu in Namibia. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a very small community.
Yes.
You know what I mean? In Namibia, but it's not an official language.
Exactly.
And piano is one of the biggest genres in the country. So it's like, to your point, right? We don't really listen to understand the words or whatever. Yes. It's the feeling that you get. Yes. Very cool, you know, someone can go the extra mile and Google, okay? But Rioka, you know what I mean? But it's the feeling, that first hit that it hits you, you know? That first arrow that penetrates your skin. Stick around. Menyer C is in the building. We'll still continue talking. We'll talk music. We'll talk... we'll play some games as well. So don't go anywhere. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK. Menyer C also here. It is 9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together, especially on a Friday. I told you already that today is going to be exceptionally dramatic on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Galore interviews, superstar interviews, starting right now. We started already. That's with Menyer C. It's... just to continue with our conversation, the music part now, right?
Yes,
the music part. There's you embarked on the 2.0 for your big song,
yes,
right? And again, it was just drama. As a matter of fact, people were accusing you of apparently plagiarizing this song. And in my head, I'm like, you see, with piano, right? With piano. The pace of the songs, 90% of it,
yeah,
right, are almost similar.
Yes.
Yeah. So when these things came to fall, where was your head at? What were you saying? How is it that you were dealing with this?
It became about how do you control the narrative. For instance, like that song, for instance, it literally translates to in Zulu, it's Whining a lale makai.
Away.
Right. Translating to, why didn't you sleep at home?
Away.
Why must I sleep at home?
Which is
Sekhanibre Islapi. Sekhanibre Islapi, right? So it's already these street anthems. It's already these sayings. Like, whining a lale makai it has always been a street saying, a street chant, a party chant.
Mm.
Right at groove,
Awe.
Right. Ekhanibre Islapi is always just it's been a statement. Not that it was never a party chant.
Mm.
So I just took what was said in the house, or what was said when you when you come lit from groove and you
yeah,
you're not gonna sleep at home.
Yeah.
I simply just put that on music. So when I say maybe the plagiarism aspect was a bit hard.
Mm-hmm.
You could just say I guys, I just translated your song for my audience.
Yeah, you know. Oh wait. Moving away from the drama, Manersia. No, as you were chilling, obviously, in Namibia, I'm sure you made some contacts. You made, you know what I mean? You met some people and you got involved with some people. Who did you meet, Buta, in the music scene?
In the music scene, right about yesterday. Oh, so, from the first time I got you, rather, no, before I even...
Even before, because you've been to the country.
Yes,
before,
before I even landed in Namibia. Let's see, I've been in contact with Chester Houseprints.
Oh, where?
DJ Spooza.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have met the Dug Dung himself the last time. And even in this week, I touched base with Chester Houseprints as well as Mega, as well as, you know, your Chucky, right?
Yes. Super producer.
Yes, super producer. I'm humbled in the sense that they're just a phone call away.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying, and just the guy's energy, their reception, and and I can definitely say there might be something in the pipe.
Asia, that's what we're talking about. Because my goodness, Chester Houseprints, I mean, you see on a song,
might be something
with Mega, the maybe even somewhere there in the mix.
Pasobje, CJ.
Okay. So that's dope. All right. So from this point onwards, Vazi man, where are you going today? What's the plan for tomorrow?
The plan today. You can catch me. Yes, I'm leave early for Rehoboth. So yes, guys, definitely you can get me there, and I'll be playing at the plot, and then thereafter we rushing. Finishing off at the Loft in Windhoek. And then tomorrow we're leaving for Club Sunset in Walvis Bay.
Yo.
So like when I say I want to, I can't say
really,
I can't say penetrate. I've already penetrated.
Yeah.
It's now just about giving the people what's already there.
Sinze. Now you're going to the right places. Yeah, I can tell you right now. Sunset, even Iris Sport and Rehoboth, Centerpiece, with like those yes. spots are those are amazing. Loft just down here, fantastic spaces. Before I let you go, we need to play a small game, Buta. Actually, two games.
Let's go for it.
Okay, Kiss, Avoid, and Mary.
Okay,
Tyler, Lauren Joseph, that plays Zoe October in St. Worcester, or Lynn Forbes. Kiss, Mary, Avoid.
Kiss, Mary, Avoid. Kiss, Lynn Forbes.
Oh, wait.
Mary, Tyler. For obvious
reasons. The bag is secure reason. There.
For obvious reasons. Avoid, what's that a name?
And Lauren Joseph that plays Zoe October.
I'm very good friends with her husband.
So you avoid?
So yes, avoid.
Suki problemi, bro.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then the next bunch of questions is four questions, right? No explanation, just give me an answer.
Cool.
Cups at a small or Kelvin Momo?
Cups at a small.
Cape Town or Joburg?
Cape Town.
I don't know if you've been to Kapana though. Have you been to Kapana?
Kapana where?
They never took you to Kapana. He'd be single quarters, bro. Kapana. Yeah, Ramad V hang just with your Kapana to fight, bro.
Yo, can I be Islam?
It's by similar to Shishanyama.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but it's like our version of it.
Nice.
Is it Nikasi?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's leave that. Last question. IXL or Youngster CBT?
Youngster CBT.
Okay.
Yes, I've heard IXL definitely. Skill. IXL has it. IXL has it. What IXL needs is the... right connections.
Away.
The right connections. Maybe Aixa needs to hit up on Manir Singh.
Away.
I don't know if you... It's open. The doors are open. The door is always open.
Okay, cool. Manircia, thank you so much for your time, Buddha. We appreciate you. Good luck with the gigs that are left. You know what I mean?
Thank
Stay
you,
safe on these roads, my man. You know what I mean? We love you.
Amen.
The music is there. I can tell you right now, Narvel and Vavis Bayan, freaking Komasdal here, Ali Blocker and Rehoboth. Yesterday, you like my guy, like it's you are huge. I promise you that much. And we wish you all the best, and we are rooting for you, Buddha. And we're gonna close it off with a song that I'll find it right now. I had it here. What are your final words, Buddha, as I find the song?
Oh, final words. I just want to say to everyone from Namibia, though. It's really been, you know, a pleasure and an honor, you know, just gracing or getting this platform. So yeah, from just a special shout outs Centerpiece Flip, yo, the guy has been from the last time. It's just been like, yeah, like a big brother, a big brother. Yeah. Also special shout outs to DJ Droopy from Club London.
Yesterday, Droopy. Yeah. Yo. Legend, bro.
And then, yes, guys from Slaughterhouse. It's Margaret Loss.
Oh, once I got a frag. Wie mag die Joel? Lekker. Definitely, Manircia. Thank you so much for your time, Buddha. We appreciate it.
Amen.
All right, cool. If you missed the conversation, it will be up on our website pretty soon. 9:32. Stick around.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.